caviar.com. Treat yourself to a tasting at home. Introducing Petite Caviar 101. Caviar, truffles, and more. Find the world's best caviar for over 30 years. Sustainable caviar, seasonal delights, boutique grocery, family-owned and operated. Proud to supply the highest quality caviar available for over 30 years. 100% sustainable caviar. Israeli Oyster, Belgian Oyster, Idaho White Sturgeon, Siberian Sturgeon, Paddlefish, Ikira. National overnight shipping, guaranteed national next day overnight shipping, Tuesday through Saturday. Same day, local pickup and curbside for Seattle, ready within 2 hours, Monday through Saturday. Next day local delivery, guaranteed next day local delivery for Seattle, Monday through Friday. Shop grocery for such items like Bellwether Farms Cream Fresh, Betsy's Blink, gluten-free Betsy's Blink, Black Truffle Butter, White Truffle Oil, La Brujula, Yellowfin Fina Belly in Olive Oil, Russell's Original Spice Blend, Truffle Salt, Holsteinware's Mother of Pearl Caviar Spoon, Mother of Pearl Spoon with Blue Handle, Great Barrier Reef Petite Spoon with Pointed Tip, Round Mother of Pearl Pellet, Caviar Presentoir with Sterling Band, Petite Mother of Pearl Caviar Spoon, St. Hilaire Modern Caviar Presentoir, Frusis Saturn Silver Plated Caviar Cup, Homemade Recipes and More, Mink Potato Roasty with Caviar and Cream Fresh, Devil Quail Eggs with Caviar, Blink with Buckwheat. Good morning, here is Chapter 12 of Plucking at the Invisible Sun and Buffy the Vampire Slayer fanfiction. As Angel Connors took Fred to the hospital, Drew kidnapped Buffy to Joyce's horror when she saw the note left behind. She immediately dialed Buffy's father, Hank, to inform him of Buffy's disappearance. "It's okay, Joyce," Hank said. "I'm on my way over now." Dawn came home from school after being expelled to find her parents in the throes of passion on the living room couch. As they comforted each other after learning of Buffy's disappearance, "Ew, get a room," Dawn told her parents. "Dawn, I didn't know school was over," Joyce said, embarrassed to be caught by her daughter. "It's not, Mom," Dawn said. "I was expelled." "Expelled? Why?" Joyce asked as Hank put his pants and shirt back on. "I got into a fight with a classmate," Dawn explained. As Dawn explained what happened at school, Buffy was dealing with being Drew's captive. "I know it was you who burned Giles to store to the ground," Buffy railed at Drew. "You can't prove that. I have an alibi," Drew reasoned. "Besides, I thought you no longer cared about your friend." "I don't, but you do want Spike. Is that why you had me kidnapped?" "Yes, it is," Drew snapped. "I need to get back in Spike's good graces again, and I can't do that with you around." Thank you for listening to this episode. Have a good week and stay safe.